Hello everyone, I'm Jonathan Clavijo from UF. Well, today I'm going to talk to you about nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium in olives. Well, what has to do horticulture with interstellar space? What has to do an olive tree with visiting other planets? Well, let me tell you something. The astronomer said that within billions of years, the sun is going to start growing, expanding, and eventually the conditions in the Earth are going to be so different that no life is going to be able to survive here, right? So this is going to change the whole thing. And if we humans are around by that time, we will need to move somewhere else, maybe a new planet, a new solar system, a new galaxy, I hope. And this is something we are also facing here every single day, but in a much smaller scale for sure. It's not going like world destruction, but the climate change is certainly affecting us, right? And also another factor such as diseases, as was explained our colleague over here, the citrus greening disease is a very important, a very big example of this happening in Florida. And this damage produced by the citrus greening disease in the industry have moved the interest of the growers in alternative crops such as olives. But something I always hear is like, olives in Florida, man? Yeah, but we have growers doing that over there. So we are people working in horticulture, and we have like the responsibility to help our growers to look for solutions, to help them to find out if something is possible, and in case this is possible, how to do it. So for that reason, with my advisors, we decided to focus on studying the effect of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium in these plants, because as you know, Florida is a complete new world for olive trees. The new conditions make everything totally different. The time when the plants produce flowers, the time when the trees need more water. So these many factors make everything different in our conditions. And we as pioneers in conquering new worlds, I think everybody has facing that in their respective fields over here. We need to take this seriously. And we find out that fortunately in our research that we have some similarities with other regions. For example, we have similar periods for foliar sample collections compared to California and Spain, which is very important because this provides a baseline for our growers also in Florida. A few days ago, I don't know if you remember, but we were celebrating 50 years after the first time a man put a feet on the surface of the moon, right? And I'm pretty sure every single researcher here has been in that position in their respective fields, making first steps every single day. And we have to take these first steps to help our growers to conquer new worlds. Thank you.